If you've ever stopped to watch a street performer and dropped a few coins or dollars into the hat, you might think that's just chump change. But many of those magicians and jugglers work the streets as a full-time job, and they manage to make a good living at it, as Caroline Shapiro reports.
The acrobat and juggler, Kate Great, stands on top of two pedestals more than 12 feet off the ground as she comes to the end of her show.
For my grand finale, you guys, I am going to attempt a one-handed handstand high above the audience on top of this thing.
Kate Great's real name is Catherine Flaherty. She wears a red dress with a big white star and has worked the pitch, as performers call their street location, as her only source of income for about a decade. Early this month, she came to Church Street in downtown Burlington as part of the Festival of Fools, an annual three-day celebration of street performing. Al Miller, another festival entertainer, has made a career of contorting himself into unusual positions and squeezing his lean, tattooed body through an 8-inch squash racket. He calls his show Alakazam. Hailing from Australia, he's now 40 and lives with his wife and dachshund in Boston.
I mean, I've been a full-time professional since I was 20 years old, basically, and I've always done this. I travel the world, I'm financially free, I own a home, I own a car.
To get that kind of comfortable lifestyle, a busker can't be shy. Every show includes frequent hits and then a big ask for money. Miller stands braced to a pole, 20 feet high. Before he starts juggling three machetes with a spinning cross of knives in his mouth, he cuts to the chase.
If I made your day a little brighter, show me some love at the end. Most people put in $400. Now, seriously, folks, I've dedicated my life and my body to this art form. I give you half an hour of jokes, dangerous stunts. Honestly, I think it's worth more than just a dollar. If you agree with that, make some noise.
Off the pitch, though, street performers avoid talking about their earnings. Julio Santiago, a member of the USA Breakdancers crew that performed at the festival, wouldn't budge on the subject.
Most veteran street performers don't discuss what they make, but we make a living.
A living or better in some cases. Some of the Festival of Fools performers say they know colleagues who are wealthy. But like the best sleight of hand trick, there's more to the business of busking than meets the eye. Some performers supplement their street earnings by picking up steady gigs, such as cruise ship contracts. And behind the scenes, the richest performers boost their bank accounts by investing in real estate or the stock market. Still, they need cash for that, and it comes from their knack for drawing a crowd. More than 300 people gathered for some of the Alakazam shows that weekend. Spectator Amos Baer gave the contortionist $5 afterwards.
Yeah, I've got a nephew who does some street performing and, you know, working his way in, trying to get gigs.
Festivals like the Fools in Burlington bring a captive and interested audience, ready to spend money, Miller says.
At a festival, you're definitely going to get like 60-70% of people putting money in. A regular street show, looking at 50-60%.
That's a clue to a busker's finances. If even half an audience gives an average of $5 each, some give more, some less, multiply that by 10 shows and then maybe 8 festivals all summer and you've got $60,000. That doesn't count regular street work in between. It also doesn't include expenses. Festivals might cover hotel and travel, but the entertainer has to buy equipment and street permits. It costs $65 for an annual license to work on Church Street, outside of the Fools event. Plus, performers pay taxes and, of course, health insurance, which is important for someone who juggles knives as a profession.
Seriously, ladies and gentlemen, I choose to make my living out here on the street because I firmly believe that live theater should be for everyone.
When Flaherty isn't at festivals, she does as many as a dozen Kate Great shows per week in the summer at Faneuil Hall in Boston, where she lives. If it's at least 50 degrees, she'll go to work. In the winter, she picks up a few shows in Florida or Australia, but otherwise rests and develops new material for her act.
When I was in the circus, the tickets were $50, and a popcorn and a Coke was $10. But with this show, literally anybody walking by can stop and watch the show. And at the end, you guys only give what you think the show was worth to you. I think that that is a fair deal, and that this is an honest way to make a living.
Oh, and if you don't carry cash, that's okay. She accepts electronic payments through Venmo, PayPal, or a credit card swiper on her smartphone. For VPR News, I'm Carolyn Shapiro.